From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
2 days broadcast, President Moon Jae-in ensures there will be an adequate COVID-19 vaccine supply and says the government may vaccinate 13 million people, up from 12 million people in the first half of the year. North Korea warns the U.S. after President Joe Biden calls it a serious threat in his first address to Congress. Biden's security advisor stresses the U.S. aims for solutions, not hostility. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister criticizes South Korea for failing to stop anti-Pyongyang leaflet campaigns by a defector group, warning of corresponding action. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. President Moon Jae-in has ensured that the COVID-19 vaccination program is going well and better than expected. This comes amid rising concerns that South Korea may face a vaccine shortage after more than 3 million people have received their first doses. Our Bae Ju-yeon reports.
President Moon Jae-in said Monday that COVID-19 vaccines have gone smoother than expected, and if the country continues to pace, the goal to vaccinate 12 million people in the first half could be raised to 13 million. Chairing a special virus response meeting, the president said the government has already secured enough vaccines for twice the population and beat its goal to inoculate 3 million people by the end of April by 10%. Although nearly 3.4 million people, or 6.6% of the population, had received their first COVID-19 vaccine shots as of Sunday, only 529,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine were left unused in the nation as of 12 a.m. Monday. The shortage of vaccines comes as many of those who received their first Pfizer shots are scheduled to receive their second shot this month. A considerable number of vaccine centers around the nation have reportedly limited new appointments or stopped them altogether for the first dose of Pfizer at the request of health authorities. Regarding shortage concerns, Moon asked officials to step up efforts to ensure transparency and correct misinformation to prevent public jitters. He said that in the month of May, the Pfizer vaccine will continue to be supplied by the week, while a larger than previously anticipated volume of the AstraZeneca vaccine will arrive. Moon asked the private sector and local authorities to maximize human resources in the vaccination program to achieve herd immunity earlier than November. The president also called for domestic vaccine development, underlining the importance of vaccine sovereignty amid fierce global competition. He then encouraged the public to trust the government and cooperate in quarantine measures and the vaccination program. Pedro and KBS World Radio News.
An infectious disease expert says reaching herd immunity may be a tall order. Seoul National University professor Oh Myung-dong, who heads the country's Central Clinical Committee on New Infectious Diseases, said at a press conference on Monday that COVID-19 is likely here to stay. While herd immunity is believed to be attained when 70% of the population is vaccinated, Oh said that it is not the case, noting there isn't a vaccine yet that is over 95% effective in preventing secondary transmissions. The professor said the Pfizer vaccine's 95% efficacy refers to the prevention of contracting the virus and not the prevention of the spread. Meanwhile, the National Medical Center's Research Institute of Public Health has conducted an interim survey of COVID-19 immunity on vaccinated people and found that neutralizing antibodies have formed at least in all of those surveyed. Daily COVID-19 cases fell below 500 for the first time in a week on Sunday, largely as fewer people were tested during the weekend. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Monday that 488 people were newly infected the previous day, raising the accumulated total to 123,728. One more death was reported, bringing the death toll to 1,834. In an interview with ABC's This Week on Sunday, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Washington is prepared to engage in diplomacy with North Korea. He stressed that the U.S.'s North Korea policy is not aimed at hostility, but solutions and ultimately the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Sullivan said that the U.S. will work on practical measures that can help make progress towards achieving that goal. Sullivan's remarks come after the North warned that Washington will face a very grave situation, as Biden made a big blunder by calling North Korea's nuclear program a serious threat, together with Iran's, during his policy speech to Congress last week. Kwang Jong-gun, Director General of the Department of U.S. Affairs of the North's Foreign Ministry, issued the warning in a statement on Sunday, saying that now that the keynote of the U.S.'s new North Korea policy has become clear, the North will be compelled to press for corresponding measures. Meanwhile, the powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has criticized South Korea for failing to stop anti-Pyongyang leaflets by a defector group, warning of corresponding action. Kim Yo-jong issued the criticism on Sunday in a statement carried by the North's official Korean Central News Agency. Kim said that defectors from the North recently scattered leaflets against Pyongyang again, calling it an unacceptable provocation. On Friday, Park Sang-hak, a defector who heads Fighters for a Free North Korea, said that his group had sent 10 large balloons to North Korea on two occasions between last Sunday and Thursday from parts of Gyeonggi and Gangwon provinces. South Korean military authorities said on Monday that they have not detected any particular movements from North Korea's military following the Kim Yo-jong statement, adding the military is closely observing the North and maintaining a firm defense readiness posture. The finance ministers and central bank chiefs of South Korea, China, and Japan held a virtual meeting Monday and discussed the post-pandemic economic recovery. They cautioned against uncertainties and downside risks in the recovery process, and also the unequal recovery pace among countries. In a joint statement, the three sides assessed that the regional economic outlook was fast improving thanks to policy efforts and the vaccine rollout. They agreed to exert efforts to maintain financial security and fiscal sustainability for the long term by refraining from universal assistance and shifting to more selective aid provision for those hit hardest. The ruling Democratic Party elected five-term Representative Song Yong-gil as its new chairperson on Sunday. Song garnered 35.6% of the vote, narrowly defeating Representative Hong Yong-pyo, who won 35.01%, followed by Representative Woo Won-sik with 29.38%. Song, former mayor of Incheon, said in his acceptance speech that he would make his party one team and strive for change. He added that he will win the hearts of the people by reforming the party and make it where words match deeds, an apparent reference to Naeronambul, or the hypocrisy that the DP was accused of in the run-up to its landslide loss in last month's by-elections. The new leadership will helm the party through the presidential election next March, as its term ends in August next year. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 20.66 points, or 0.66% on Monday, to close at 3,127.20. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also fell, losing 21.64 points, or 2.20%, to close at 961.81. On the foreign exchange, the local currency weakened 11.7 won against the dollar, ending the session at 1,124 won. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Konka.